Buried Treasure stories used to be regular fare in newspapers 100 years ago. The American public, millions of people in the American public were just enthralled with a steady diet of stories about buried treasure. And there were literally tens of thousands of articles published in newspapers 100 years ago about buried treasure stories.
Robert Myers is a planning manager for the city of Urbana, Illinois. He's also an independent researcher when it comes to treasures buried in the Ozark Mountains. He's hosting a workshop tomorrow afternoon at the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History called Undercover of Darkness, Buried Treasure, Magic and Deception in the Ozark Mountains. Robert lived in Bentonville, Arkansas until his late 20s. Growing up, he says he was fascinated by tales people told about Ozark history and started collecting stories on buried treasures in the Ozarks by the time he was 16.
One of the things that sparked my interest was I did a lot of cave exploring when I was a teenager. And pretty soon, rather than the caves themselves, I got to be more interested in the stories about the caves. And then the second thing that really sparked my interest was interviewing a man who lived in a Bentonville nursing home, who was nearly 100 years old and was a half Cherokee Indian, and he lived as a bank robber for many years and took part in probably a dozen bank robberies. So I interviewed him extensively, and I was still a teenager at the time. I was 18, 19 years old, and spent hours and hours interviewing him and researching his stories. And through that, I really became kind of a serious collector of stories and legends.
Robert says tomorrow's program is based on the famous Ozark Mountain treasure hunting guide, Charlie Gonzalez.
He was a guide for treasure hunters. He offered his services to help them locate buried treasure. And that's how he made a very meager living for some four decades. And he went from location to location, kind of wandering the Ozark Mountains, offering his services to locate buried treasure. But in the end, it was all a ruse. He was playing a trick on people.
Robert often came across the name Charlie Gonzalez in the stories and realized the protagonists of different treasure stories were in fact the same man who made up some of the tales himself to make a living.
The first one that people could be familiar with is the Spanish Treasure Cave in Gravette, Arkansas, between Gravette and Sulphur Springs. At the Spanish Treasure Cave, he appeared in May of 1900, and he said his name was Charles Nichols. He came under an assumed name, and he said that he had come from Mexico to locate a buried Spanish treasure buried by his Spanish ancestors. And he offered to sell his services to locate this buried treasure on behalf of some local property owners who agreed. And after he left after a few weeks, but the local property owners continued on, headed by George Dunbar, who absolutely devoted his entire life to locating this buried treasure.
According to Robert, Charlie Gonzalez worked as a treasure hunting guide for over four decades, from 1900 to 1946. But even though many treasure stories perpetuated by him were hoaxes, buried treasure has been found in the Ozarks.
There's two different groups of buried treasure stories and lost mine stories, and they fall into one or two categories, I think. One, treasure stories about lost Indian mines, Spanish treasure, lost mines, I think those fall into the hoax camp almost exclusively. Other treasure stories, there are lots and lots of examples where treasure has been found, but it usually has to do with people who were misers, who hoarded money, and who buried the money on their property. And then also there has been some money buried during the Civil War that's been located. And then finally, there's been some bank robbery loot, but not that much, that's been located. So those are some real buried treasures that have been found. But the ones that have really captured people's imagination the most and really has really driven people are these giant mythical frauds.
Robert currently has files on 670 different sites in the Ozarks where people have looked for buried treasures or lost mines.
Probably, though, my favorite story is what's called the Lost Louisiana Mine, which was a really serious effort in the 1800s and early 1900s to excavate for a fantastic treasure. It was a mythical treasure, but people absolutely believe that this treasure was real. And it's been variously described as a Spanish treasure, as Catholic treasure, that included everything from gold bars and jewels, and also with a gold mine thrown in on top of everything else. But this really became a story, a national news story. And over a period of decades, newspapers as far away from as Los Angeles and New York City published stories about the search for the lost Louisiana mine on the Mulberry River in Franklin County of Arkansas.
The workshop, Undercover of Darkness, Buried Treasure, Magic, and Deception in the Ozark Mountains, will begin tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale.
First, I'd like to talk about the idea about fraud, and specifically about buried treasure fraud, and then also the idea of the use of magic in the past for locating buried treasure, and how those two ideas kind of converge with this person named Charlie Gonzalez, who roamed the Ozarks for about four decades, offering his services to locate buried treasure, convincing people that he had come from Spain in order to find buried treasure. And in doing this, he just eked out a living for many years. But I think it's a fascinating story, and I'd like to talk about that and share that with people.
The workshop is free and open to the public, and no prior registration is required. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.